正道的题目是在神儿子福音上用心灵去侍奉神。
The sermon topic is Serve God with our spirit in the gospel of his son.
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning brothers and sisters.
让我们一起先祷告。
Now let us pray.
我们天上阿爸父。
Our Abba Father in heaven.
我们感谢赞美你。
Give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你的恩典，我们今天能够一起去敬拜你，又能够听到你的话语。
Thank you for your grace that today we can worship you together and can hear your words.
天父，你是天上的至高者。
Heavenly Father, you are the most high in heaven.
你万事都能做，你的旨意不能难做。
You can do all things, no plan of yours can be thwarted.
你在圣经上讲过。
You have said this in the Bible.
我们立志行事都是有神你在我们的心里面运行，为的是要成就你的美意。
It is God who works in you to will and to add according to his good purpose.
所以我们求你。
Therefore we pray to you.
愿你的旨意照你所讲的行在以勒家身上。
May your purpose and word work in your fellowship.
求你叫圣灵引导孩子和沙洛姊妹去讲出你要我们众人都要去听的说话。
May the Holy Spirit guide me, your child, and Sister Charlotte to speak what you want us to hear.
又求你藉着你的话去建立我们，引导我们，叫我们去成就你的美意。
Through your words, may you build us up, guide us, so that we can accomplish your good purpose.
让你因耶稣基督得着称赞和荣耀。
May you through Jesus Christ receive praises and glory.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有一本叫做 History of Christian Mission 的教会历史书。
There is a Christian history book called A History of Christian Missions.
里面记载了在第四世纪当时的罗马皇帝 Julian 的一番说话。
It records the speech of Julian, the king of Rome, in the 4th century.
这个皇帝这么说。
The king said,
那群不信奉罗马神灵的人，他指的是基督徒。
Those who do not believe in the gods of Rome, he meant the Christians.
他们竟然去服侍一些他们不认识的陌生人。
Serve the strangers whom they do not know.
特别是走去帮助埋葬那些在街上死了的人。
They especially helped bury those who died on the streets.
在他们当中，没有一个犹太人是要行乞的。
Among them, not a single Jewish has to beg for anything.
这些不信奉神灵的加利利人。
Those Galileans who do not believe in our gods.
不单只照顾自己的穷人，连我们罗马人都去照顾。
Not only do they look after their poor people, but they also look after Romans.
但反而我们罗马人对自己人就只是站在那里袖手旁观。
Instead, when facing the needs of their own people, Romans stand by and do nothing.
这种情况简直成为我们罗马帝国的一个丑闻。
This situation is a shame to our Roman Empire.
使徒保罗说在罗马的基督徒的信，全个罗马帝国都听到。
The Apostle Paul said that the entire Roman Empire has heard about the faith of Christians in Rome.
究竟一份能够令到让神的名传遍天下的信，是一份怎样的信？
What kind of faith can make the name of God be reported all over the world?
今天你也是一个基督徒。
Today you are also a Christian.
在你里面的信又是一份怎样的信？
What kind of faith is in you?
基督的教会又应该怎样去为到人可以建立和坚固这份信去侍奉神？
How can a Christian church help people build up and strengthen their faith to serve God?
是什么可以推动我们有这份热心去侍奉神？
What would urge us to serve God wholeheartedly?
今天我们从使徒保罗的身上去学习有关于以上问题的教导。
Today we will learn from Paul's teaching in regard to the above questions.
主要有三部分。
There are three main points.
第一是一份能够传扬神的名的信。
First, a faith which spreads the name of God.
第二是为这份信去侍奉神。
Second, serve God for the faith.
第三是在这份信上热心的侍奉神。
Third, serve God wholeheartedly through faith.
请大家翻开圣经，我们会揭去罗马书的第一章 第五到第十五节。
Let us open our Bibles and turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5, sorry, chapter 1, verses 5 to 15.
首先，第一部分是一份能够传扬神的名的信。
The first point, Christ.
在罗马书的第一章第八节这么说。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 8 it says,
第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信传遍了天下。
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world.
保罗说他为到罗马的教会的信去感谢神。
Paul thanked God because of the faith of the Roman church.
但保罗自己说过他当时还未去过罗马。
But Paul has said that he hasn't been to Rome at that time.
所以罗马教会的这份信不是他所建立的。
Therefore, the faith of the Roman church was not built up by Paul.
但保罗仍然为到教会可以有这份信而向神去献上感谢。
But still, Paul gave thanks to God for the faith of the church.
究竟在罗马的教会当中，他们存着一份什么信，令到保罗去感谢神？
What kind of faith did the church of Rome have and made Paul give thanks to God?
从保罗的分享，我们可以看到这份信有四个重点。
From the sharing of Paul, we can see that this faith has four characteristics.
让我们各人都去审查一下我们自己的信，我们有没有这些的重点。
Each of us should examine our own faith and see if our faith has these characteristics.
第一，基督是这份信的唯一对象。
First, Christ is the only focus of faith.
首先在罗马书的第一章第五节，保罗这么说。
Firstly, in Romans chapter 1, verse 5, Paul said,
我们从他受了恩惠，并仕途的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.
他说他一生的使命就是叫人为基督的名去信服真道。
He said that his lifetime mission was to call people to the obedience that comes from faith for the sake of Christ's name.
所以这份信只有一个对象，就是基督。
Therefore, the faith only has one focus, that is Christ.
第二个重点是，相信我们为了基督而作出的牺牲是值得的。
Secondly, we believe the sacrifices we made for Christ are worthwhile.
信服真道是指人是因为相信基督，所以去选择跟从神的话。
The obedience that comes from faith means that because men believe in Christ, they choose to be obedient to God's word.
在这个重点里面有两方面。
This point has two aspects.
第一方面是在选择上面。
The first aspect is choice.
在选择去跟从神的话语当中，人总要去放弃一些人与事。
When choosing to be obedient to God's word, men have to sacrifice some people and things.
要放弃的可能你自己的选择喜好。
This may be our autonomy and favorites.
又或者是放弃自己的利益、舒适等等。
Or our benefits, comforts, and etc.
但对于他来讲，他相信他的牺牲是值得的。
But for those who have faith, they believe their sacrifices are worthwhile.
正正是因为人要在基督和自己两者之间去做一个选择。
It is because men have to choose between themselves and Christ.
咁喺我哋作选择嘅事情上边
，When we make our decisions,
我哋就可以睇到我哋嘅心里边乜嘢系更加嘅重要。
We can see what is more important in our heart.
亦都可以睇到我哋嘅信系一份点样嘅信。
We can also see what kind of faith do we have in us.
呢个重点嘅第二方面系喺身体我哋嘅身上所当时所遭遇嘅处境上边。
The second aspect is the situations we are in.
在安定满足的日子，选择去跟从神的话绝对不难。
In times of peace and satisfaction, it is not hard for us to choose to be obedient to God's word.
但在苦难的日子，选择去跟从神的话，就不是每个人都能够做得到。
But in times of afflictions, not everyone can choose to be obedient to God's word.
除非你有这份信。
Unless you have the faith.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五到第六节咁话。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 5 to 6 it says,
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎权能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道， 我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
保罗告诉我们听一个正在苦难当中的人他去选择跟从神的话的原因。
Paul told us the reasons why a man in afflictions would choose to be obedient to God.
其中的原因是他有充足的信心。
One of the reasons is this man has a deep conviction.
当他有这份信去选择跟从神的话的时候，
When he has a deep conviction and chooses to be obedient to God's word.
保罗说他因为从此，因为他跟从神的当中去因此从圣灵而得到从圣灵而来的喜乐去支持他们。
Paul said that he received and was sustained by the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
即是说他因着信，神就给他们有恩典去面对他们的苦难。
Which means due to faith, God gave them grace to face their afflictions.
而神的恩典所带来的帮助是远远超过任何世间的人与事可以提供的。
The help comes from God's grace surpasses that offered by any people and things on earth.
在这份信的第三个重点是，这份信会产生人能够看得见的好行为。
Third, the faith develops good deeds which can be seen by men.
圣经说，他们的信德传遍了天下。
It is written, their faith is being reported all over the world.
即是说连不相信主的人都留意到还跟其他人去谈论。
Which means that even non-Christians noticed it, and they discussed this with others.
这个正正是主在马太福音第五章第十六节这样吩咐的。
It is just the same as the teaching in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
当一个人信服真道，会产生什么好行为呢？
When a man has the obedience that comes from faith, what good deeds would he have?
根据圣经的教导，会有圣洁的生活和爱心的行动。
According to the teachings of the Bible, he will have a life of holiness and actions of love.
首先在希伯来书的第十二章第十四节这样说。
First, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says,
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
一个因信主得到称义的人，虽然他因为相信基督，已经在神面前是一个义人。
A man who is justified by faith, although he has already become a righteous man through his faith in Christ.
但圣经仍然吩咐我们要去追求圣洁。
But the Bible commands us that we still need to pursue righteousness, holiness.
因为有一日，我们要面对面见我们的主。
Because we will see the Lord one day.
另外在约翰一书的第三章第十节这样说。
And also in the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 10 it says,
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女，凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
圣经在这两节的经文很郑重地去讲明有什么行为是证明我们是属于神。
These two verses clearly state what kind of deeds can prove that we belong to God.
的确，人得救不是靠行为。
It is true that men are saved by faith, not behavior.
但是圣洁和爱心的行为是这份信所产生出来的果效。
However, the behavior of holiness and love are the results of faith.
就好像一棵树去按时候结出果子来。
Just as a tree bears its fruits at the proper time.
罗马的教会是因着有这份的信去跟从神的话。
The church of Rome had this faith and they were obedient to God's word.
所以在他们当中产生了人能够看得见的圣洁生活和爱心的行动。
Therefore, among them, people could see the lives of holiness and deeds of love.
以致他的信德传遍了天下。
As a result, the faith was being reported all over the world.
甚至一些未接触过基督信仰的人都听得到其他的人谈论我们的主。
Even those who had never heard of Christian faith could hear people's discussion of our Lord.
这份信的第四个重点是，这份信是叫人不会自夸，只会感谢神。
And fourth, a faith that a man won't boast about himself but will only give thanks to God.
保罗说，他为到你们众人感谢我的神。
Paul said, he thanked my God for all of you.
即是告诉我们听，一个教会之所以能够成为一个怎样的教会。
It tells us that a church is what it is.
不是因为他们是一群什么的人，而是因为神是一个怎样的神。
It's not because of the people within, but because of God.
他们之所以能够有好的见证，不是因为人的血气和能力。
They had good testimony, not because of man's sinful nature or no abilities.
是因为有神的恩典赐了给他们。
But because of the grace given to them by God.
在腓立比书的第一章二十九节这么说。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, it says,
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.
圣经说，神赐给人的恩典会带来两个的果效。
The Bible says that God's grace granted to men will bring about two results.
第一个是能够相信基督。
The first result is to believe on Christ.
第二个是能够为基督受苦。
And the second result is to suffer for Christ.
即是说人得到恩典，不单止他们能够相信接受基督为救主。
Which means that the grace received by men, not only can they believe and accept Christ as their saviors.
这份的恩典更加让他们可以在受苦当中仍然能够坚持下去的信。
The grace can also give them a faith that they can persevere in afflictions.
而圣经亦都清楚咁讲明呢份恩典系神嘅礼物。
And the Bible also clearly says that this grace is a gift of God.
喺以弗所书第二章第八节咁话。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
既然我们所拥有的都是由神给我们，这样我们有什么可以自夸？
Since what we have is given by God, what can we boast about?
正如在哥林多前书第四章第七节这样告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7,
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
当一个人有了信心，又有好行为，他只有两个选择。
When a man has faith and good deeds, he has two options.
第一，是去自夸，自己很虔诚，有真理。
The first option is to boast about his godliness and knowledge of truth.
第二是只会感谢神，承认一切都是神的恩典。
The second option is to give thanks to God and acknowledge everything he has is God's grace.
他才会有这份信能够传扬神的名。
He can then have a faith that can spread the name of God.
你有没有想过你的见证可不可以传扬神的名？
Have you ever considered, can your testimony spread the name of God?
你是不是也都有这份的信?
Do you also have such a faith?
如果有的话，你自然就应该去感谢神。
If you do, you will give thanks to God.
如果没有的话，你会怎样去祈求?
If you don't, how would you pursue it?
如果你有，但其他人没有， 你怎去帮助其他的人，让他们都能够有这份的信？
If you have such a faith but others don't, how would you help them to gain the faith?
保罗说他就是在叫人可以有这份信的使命上面去侍奉神。
Paul said that he served God based on the mission to call people to the obedience that comes from faith.
信息的第二部分是在这份信上去侍奉神。
The second part of this message, serve God for the faith.
在罗马书的第一章第九节上半节这样说。
In the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 9a it says,
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神。
God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his son.
保罗说他为了人能够认识神儿子的福音，他一直是用心灵去侍奉神。
Paul said that in order to let people know the gospel of God's son, he had been serving God with his whole heart.
用心灵去侍奉是一个怎样的侍奉？
To serve with a whole heart, what kind of service is it?
英文的翻译是指用自己的灵魂或者是用自己全个心去侍奉。
The English translation is to serve with our spirit or to serve with our whole heart.
保罗说他对神的侍奉是全心全意。
Paul said that his service to God was with his whole heart.
是他整个人包括了他的灵与魂和身体都摆上在侍奉神。
It was his entire person, including his soul, spirit, and body, was offered to serve God.
即是说他的侍奉不是当做一份差事，做了可以交到差就满意。
Which means that Paul did not treat his service as just a task. Merely completing the task did not satisfy him.
相信大家都有去看过家庭医生。
I believe all of us have seen our own family doctors.
通常一间要预约去看医生的诊所。
And normally in a clinic.
一些医生总是永远都不会有空档的。
Some of the doctors are always fully booked.
但有些医生呢就经常都有时间你可以看他。
But some of other doctors always have availability.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为虽然两个的医生都是做同一样的工作。
It is because although they are both doctors and they do the same job.
但病人会看得出一个医生有没有用心的去看病人。
The patients can notice whether the doctor helps his patients with his heart.
而人人都会选择去看一个会用心去看病人的医生。
Everyone would choose to see a doctor who works with his heart.
知道这个医生会留心留意每一个病人的细节，同埋尽力的去照顾他。
We know that this doctor would care for each detail of his patients and look after his patients wholeheartedly.
当我们去省察我们对神的侍奉的时候，
When we examine our service to God,
我们要去看看我们去神的侍奉是一个怎样的侍奉。
We need to see our service to God, what kind of service is it?
是交差啊，定是全心全意？
Do we merely finish a task, or do we serve with our whole heart?
保罗说他是用他整个人和 他的心去委身在 这个事件上去侍奉神。
Paul said that his entire body and heart were offered to his service.
那他是用什么方法去侍奉？
Then in what way did Paul serve God?
保罗说他是用祷告和分享神的话。
Paul said that he served through prayers and the sharing of God's word.
在罗马书的第一章九节的下半节和十节的上半节这样
说。In the book of Romans chapter 1 verses 9b and 10a it says,
不住的提到你们在祷告之间常常恳求。
How constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times.
第一样保罗会去做的就是为到他人去祷告，而且是不住的祷告。
The first thing that Paul did was to pray for other people, and he prayed for them at all times.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在保罗从自己的经验的当中，
Because from Paul's own experiences,
他看到他自己很多的同胞犹太人，他的心是刚硬。
He saw that many of his own people, the Jewish, their hearts were stubborn.
无论他怎样用心去做，他怎样努力去向他们解释圣经，
No matter how hard he tried and how much effort he put to explain the Bible,
他们始终是不会相信，始终都不去接受。
They did not believe nor accept it.
相信在我们当中，我们都有很多类似的经历。
I believe that among us, we have many similar experiences.
无论我们对身边的人怎样用心去做和说，
No matter how hard we try and speak with people around us,
但他们依然顾我，完全都不肯听，不肯接受。
They remain as they are. They don't want to hear or accept what we said.
又或者他们因为一些不好的遭遇灰心下来，心里面就只有埋怨。
Or when they have adversities, they are discouraged and start to complain.
无论你怎么做怎么说，他们仍然不能够将信心重新建立起来。
Whatever you do or say, they still cannot have the faith built up again.
出路在哪里？
And where is the way out?
保罗很清楚，只有神的恩典，人才可以有这份信。
Paul was aware that only through God's grace, man can gain the faith.
同时也都只有神的恩典，这份信才可以在人的心中建立起来。
In the same way, only through God's grace, the faith can be built up in a man's heart.
在哥林多前书的第三章第五到第七节这样说。
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 7 it says,
阿波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们各人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长，可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
What after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted a seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything,But only God who makes things grow.
在第六节，神叫他生长的叫，在英文的翻译是给予或者令到造成。
First six says, but God made it grow. In here, the New International Version uses the word made, while the King James Version uses the word gave.
给予即是指我们原本没有。
Gave means we do not have it originally.
但神将这份信当礼物地送了给我们。
But God gave us the faith as a gift.
令到或者造成是指我们即使有，但实在太小，不足够。
Made means that even though we have something, what we have is too little or insufficient.
但神令到在我们身上微小的信可以长大起来。
But God made our little faith grow.
在这里告诉我们一件我们关于我们的信很重要的事情。
Here it tells us an important fact in regard to our faith.
就是我们能够接受主作为我们救主的信是要长大。
That is, our faith to accept God to be our Savior needs to grow.
就是说我们靠着神的恩典能够有一份信叫我们可以相信主。
Which means through God's grace we can have the faith which makes us believe in the Lord.
但我们的信不应该因为我们已经得救就停下来十年如一日。
But our faith should not stop and remain the same because we have already been saved.
我们的信是需要生长，需要长大。
Our faith needs to grow and increase.
叫我们可以去实践信服真道。
So that we can have the obedience that comes from faith.
保罗教导我们。
Paul taught us that.
为到其他人能够可以有这份信。
In order to help other people gain the faith.
又或者为到弟兄姊妹的信能够成长。
Or have the faith grown.
我们第一样要做的就是为你们祷告，而且是不断的祷告。
The first thing we need to do is to pray for them and pray continuously.
保罗第二样会做的是向人分享关于基督的神的话。
The second thing Paul would do is to share God's words with others.
在罗马书的第一章十节的下半节到第十二节这样说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 10b to 12, it says,
或者照神的旨意，能得平坦的道路往你们那里去，因为我们切切的想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。这样，我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
I pray that now at last by God's will the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
保罗说他求神让他能够来到弟兄姊妹的当中。
Paul said that he prayed that he could come to his brothers and sisters.
他要面对面的去见到他们。
He wanted to see them face to face.
在过去超过两年，因为疫症的关系，很多的教会的聚会都不能够如常的进行。
Due to the pandemic, in more than 2 years, many churches couldn't hold their gatherings as usual.
虽然教会可以在网上去聚会，
although churches can have online gatherings,
但始终不及面对面的相交。
They were not as good as physical gatherings.
保罗要面对面的见到他们，为的是什么呢？
Paul wanted to see them face to face, and what was his purpose?
他说是为了把些属灵的恩分给他们。
His purpose was to impart to them some spiritual gift.
目的是使他们可以坚固。
And his purpose was to make them strong.
坚固的什么呢？
What did Paul want to make strong?
根据跟着的第十二节告诉我们，是为了坚固弟兄姊妹的信。
First 12 says that Paul was to make the faith of his brothers and sisters strong.
即是说要分享一些能够坚固人的信的属灵的恩。
Which means that Paul had to share some spiritual gift which could make people's faith strong.
那他所说的属灵的恩是什么呢？
When Paul said some spiritual gift, what was it?
在罗马书的第十章十七节，保罗曾经这么说。
In the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Paul had said,
可见这道可见信道的是从听道来的，听道的是从基督的话来的。
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
这段经文的信道，英文的翻译是指信。
In this scripture, the Chinese term 信道, its literal translation is believe in God's message, and the English translation is faith.
而基督的话是指关于基督的神的话。
While the word of Christ means God's words in regard to Christ.
换句话是指神儿子的福音。
In other words, it refers to the gospel of God's Son.
即是说人能够有这份信，是因为人能够听到神的话。
Which means men can have the faith because they heard the word of God.
而且是听到有关神儿子福音的说话。
And what they heard was about the gospel of God's Son.
另外在罗马书的第一章十五节，保罗继续这么说。
And also in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 15, Paul continues to say,
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
给你们在罗马的人是指住在罗马城的你们。
To you who are at Rome means those who lived in the city of Rome.
即是包括收到这封信的罗马教会在内。
It also included the church in Rome which received this letter.
那为什么保罗要将福音传给已经相信了神的人？
Why did Paul say that he had to preach the gospel to Christians who are already in Christ?
因为保罗告诉我们，福音不是只是会叫人赦罪得永生的信。
Because Paul told us that not only did the gospel give us the faith of salvation of forgiveness,
福音也是叫人有一份信，可以产生出圣洁和爱心的好行为。
But the gospel also gives people the faith which develops the good deeds of holiness and love.
是加拉太书的第五章第六节。
In the book of Galatians,Chapter 5, verse 6, it says,
原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
保罗要分给教会的属灵恩赐。
Paul was to impart to the church some spiritual gift.
就是他从神所领受到 关于耶稣基督并他钉十字架的生命之道。
That was the word of life regarding Jesus Christ and him crucified, which Paul gained from God.
在上一次当我在家预备圣餐的信息的时候，我的女儿来问我。
Last time when I was preparing a message for the Holy Communion, my daughter came and asked me,
为什么我每一次都要预备？
Why do I need to prepare each time?
圣餐不是每一次都讲同一番说话的吗？
The Holy Communion, doesn't it have the same message every time?
在以立家，我们每个月都有两次圣餐。
In our fellowship, we hold two Holy Communions per month.
当我回想过去那七年又多，
When I look back in the past 7 years or so,
教会有超过176次的圣餐。
Our church had held over 176 holy communions.
牧者同埋同工们同大家讲咗超过176个关于神儿子并他钉十字架嘅信息。
Our pastor and fellow workers have preached more than 176 messages regarding the Son of God and Him crucified.
其实不止176个。
Actually, it was more than 176 messages.
在过去的七年多，差不多每一个的主日信息都有提及到关于主的救恩。
In the past 7 years or so, almost each of the Sunday's message has mentioned the salvation of the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经话，同人分享关于基督的神的话。
Because the Bible says that sharing God's word with people
是去建立和坚固人的信最有效的方法。
It's the best way to build up and strengthen people's faith.
也都是当我们同人分享有关福音的信息的时候。
And when we share the message of gospel with others,
我们先可以将这份信带给人。
We can preach the faith to others.
咁当我哋同人去分享有关福音嘅信息嘅时候
，And when we preach the gospel to others,
我哋嘅态度系点样嘅咧
？What is our attitude?
保罗嘅态度系好谦卑。
Paul's attitude was very humble.
喺第十二节咁话
，In verse 12 it says,
这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此嘅信心，就可以同得安慰。
That is that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
保罗话佢自己嘅信亦都系靠其他人同佢分享而得坚固。
Paul said that his faith was also strengthened through the sharing of others.
今日你知道为他人嘅祷告同埋同人分享神儿子福音嘅信息。
Today, when you understand praying for others and sharing with others God's word.
就是保罗为到其他人能够得到这份信所作出的侍奉。
Is the service Paul did?
今天你知道为人的祷告和分享神的话是对神的侍奉。
And now when you understand that praying for others and sharing with others God's word is a service to God.
你对参与祷告会、小组、查经的聚会有没有一些不同的态度？
When you participate in the prayer meetings, cell groups, and Bible study classes, would you have a different attitude?
最后一点是在这份信上热心去侍奉神。
The last point, serve God wholeheartedly for faith.
为了建立他人的信，保罗为什么会有这样的热心？
Why was Paul so eager to build up the faith of others?
是因为神将这个使命给了他？
Is it because God entrusted this mission to him?
是因为他爱神爱人?
Is it because he loved God and man?
是因为基督的爱?
Is it because of Christ's love?
从保罗所写的书信上面，我们知道这些全部都是他有热心的原因。
From Paul's letters, we know that these are all the reasons of his passions.
但是保罗告诉我们，他的热心的背后有一个特别的原因。
But Paul told us that there was a special reason for his passion.
在罗马书的第一章第十四节咁话。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 14, it says,
无论是希利利人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish.
在这里 King James 的翻译同中文一样是欠债。
In here, the translation of the King James Version is the same, which is obligated.
保罗话佢欠咗所有人嘅债。
Paul said he was obligated to all of them.
欠咗人咩债？
Was he obligated to them?
佢点去还？
How did he pay back?
其实我哋每个人都系欠债嘅人。
In fact, each of us is obligated.
喺罗马书嘅第三章二十三节咁话。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠咗神嘅荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为我们每个人都犯了罪，所以我们每个都是欠了神的债。
Since all of us have sinned, each of us is obligated to God.
但神儿子的福音告诉我们，我们因着信，我们的罪债就会被赦免。
But the gospel of God's Son tells us that due to our faith in Christ, our sins are forgiven.
这个是神所赐的恩典。
This is the grace given by God.
圣经也说这个是神给我们的礼物。
The Bible also says that it is a gift given us by God.
在以弗所书的第二章第八节这么说。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
如果是神所赐的恩典，神的礼物，我们就不可以去还。
If it is grace given by God and a gift given by God, we do not need to pay back.
因为我们根本没有能力去还，也都不应该想着去还。
When we are unable to pay back, and we shouldn't think of paying back.
因为如果你想着神给了一些东西你，我就一定要给回一些东西神。
Because when you think, when God gives you something, you must pay him back something.
你将神的恩典变成了一个交易。
You may turn God's grace into a transaction.
就好像那些拜偶像的人用祭品去交易一样。
Just as those who worship idols, they use their offerings for an exchange.
又或者用祭祀去换取神的祝福。
Or they offer sacrifices in exchange of blessings.
这样做是贬低了神的恩典。
By doing so, they undermine God's grace.
我们可以用什么去换取主的宝血？
What can we offer in exchange for the Lord's precious blood?
世上是不会有任何的人与事可以与主的宝血相比。
Nothing and no one on earth can be compared to the Lord's precious blood.
连我们的生命气息都是神的，我们有什么不是神的呢？
Even our breath of life is from God. What do we have that we do not receive from God?
讲到得到神的恩典，保罗自己是很清楚。
When talking about receiving God's grace, Paul himself understood the most.
保罗在未信主之前，去迫害过教会。
Before Paul converted to the Lord, he had persecuted the church.
在使提反被杀的时候，他是做帮凶。
When Stephen was being killed, he participated in it.
所以在提摩太前书的第一章十五节到十六节这么说。
And therefore, in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 15b and 16, it says,
在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人作榜样。
Of all sinners, I am the worst, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience and as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
保罗讲这番的说话不是用来自夸。
Paul did not say this to boast himself.
因为他知道在众人之中他自己是最不配，但他已经得到神的恩典。
Because he understood that among all people he was the most unworthy one, but he has already received God's grace.
他留心到其他的人，其实他们没有比自己差，但他们还没有神的恩典。
He noticed that other people were not inferior to him, but they have not received God's grace yet.
在这一刻，他对其他的人有一份亏欠的心，有一份欠债的心。
Therefore, he felt obligated to and indebted to other people.
他要尽力地向其他人有这份的恩典还他心中的债。
He was so eager to help others obtain the grace so as to pay back the debt.
以立家的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你们都知道神赐给教会很丰盛的恩典。
You all know that God has given us abundant grace.
如果你和保罗一样，
If you are the same as Paul,
知道自己是不配得你们所得到的，
You understand that you are not worthy of what you have received.
知道神有很多的恩典已经赐了给你们。
You understand that God has given you many graces.
今天你应该要知道。
Then today you should be aware that
无论是未信主的人或者是主内的弟兄姊妹，你都欠了他们的债。
Whether those who are not yet a Christian or those who are in Christ, you are obligated to both.
今天你见到其他的人在苦难的当中埋怨神，灰心失望，但你不会。
Today, you see that when people are in afflictions, they complain about God, they are discouraged and disappointed, but you are not like them.
是因为你有恩典，你能够相信神叫你的苦楚是为了成就你将来的荣耀。
Because you have faith and you believe that God allows afflictions to come on you to achieve for you the glory in the future.
但这份恩典你有，他们没有。
You have this grace, but they don't.
你见到其他人的心中只是想着身体健康、有事业、有家庭，但你不会。
You see that other people's eyes rest on health, career, and family, but you won't.
是因为你有恩典，你能够相信我们有更好的基业在天上。
Because you have grace and you believe that we have a better inheritance in heaven.
但这份恩典你有，其他人没有。
But you have this grace, they don't.
你见到其他人能够依靠神的应许去过圣洁的生活，但你不会。
You see that others cannot rely on God's promises to live a holy life, but you can.
是因为你有恩典，能够相信人的好处不在神以外。
Because you have grace and you believe that apart from God, you have no good things.
但你有这份恩典，你有，其他人没有。
You have this grace, but they don't.
当你看到你和其他人一样都是不配神恩典的罪人，
When you see that you are the same as others, you are both sinners and worthy of God's grace.
但神现在先将这个恩典赐了给你们，但其他人还没有。
But now God has given you the grace first, the others have not received it yet.
你就欠了其他人的债。
Therefore, you are obligated to them.
你要去帮助其他的人，也都有这份的信去还你的债。
You need to help others obtain the faith in order to pay your debt.
因为圣经说，你白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
As it is written, freely you have received, freely give.
如果你真的知道你是蒙了神的怜悯，你今天不会只是坐在这里。
Therefore, if you truly understand that you have received God's mercy, you wouldn't just sit there and do nothing.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章十节这样说。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul says,
然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒额外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effort.No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
使徒保罗当他知道神给他有很大的恩典的时候，
Paul said that when he realized God had given him great grace,
他去感谢神的方式是高举神在他身上的恩典，格外的去热心侍奉神。
The way he gave thanks to God was to exalt the grace of God on him and to serve God.With exceptional zeal.
当你愿意去为人得到这份信去侍奉神的时候，
When you're willing to serve God in order that other people would obtain the faith,
无论你的岗位是什么，
No matter what position you are in,
只要你有这份信，神的恩一定会与你同在。
When you have the faith, God's grace will be with you.
总结今天的信息，
To conclude today's message,
一份能够传扬主的名的信，亦都是一份能够叫人产生好行为的信。
The faith that can spread the Lord's name is also a faith causes people to have good deeds.
这份信不单止让我们可以得救， 同时亦都叫我哋可以为基督去作牺牲。
Not only does this faith lead us to salvation, but it also makes us sacrifice for Christ.
只有神先可以让我哋有呢份信，亦都能够叫我哋嘅信长大起嚟。
Only God can give us this faith and make our faith grow.
所以为到自己同埋其他人有呢份嘅信。
Therefore, for us and for others to have this faith,
我哋要不断嘅祷告同埋彼此互相嘅去分享神嘅话。
We need to pray continuously and share God's words with each other.
我哋越系知道神俾我哋嘅恩典超过我哋所配得嘅。
When we have a better understanding that the grace given to us by God exceeds what we are worthy of,
我哋就越应该热心嘅去建立人嘅信嘅事上上边去侍奉神。
We need to become more zealous in serving God by building up faith for others.
而能够建立同埋坚固人嘅信嘅系神儿子嘅福音信息。
To build up and strengthen others' faith is the gospel of God's Son.
以勒家一直都得到神极大嘅恩典。
Joy Fellowship has been receiving great grace from God.
今日神藉着保罗同我哋讲。
Today, God through Paul speaks to us.
今日就系我哋要起嚟嘅时候。
Today is the time we need to stand up.
愿我哋都能够高举神喺我哋身上嘅恩典。
May we all exalt the grace of God on us.
喺神儿子嘅福音上边，用心灵去侍奉我哋嘅神。
And serve with our whole heart in preaching the gospel of God's Son.
让我哋一同嘅起立去唱出今日嘅回应诗歌。
Let us stand and sing today's responding hymn.
兴起，兴起，为耶稣。
Stand up for Jesus.
再次低头祷告。
Now let us bow our heads in prayer.
我哋天上阿爸父。
Our heavenly Abba Father.
我哋感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praises to you.
系你极大嘅慈爱同埋恩典。
It is your great love and grace.
我哋原本都系一群唔配神恩典嘅罪人。
We are originally a group of sinners who are unworthy of God's grace.
但你叫主替我哋舍身，让我哋嘅罪债全还清。
But you made Jesus pay it all. All to him I owe.
天父，你记喺你嘅儿女身上动咗你嘅善工。
Heavenly Father, as you have already begun a good work in your children.
我哋求你就喺我哋身上完成呢份嘅工作。
We pray that you carried it on to completion.
求你藉着你儿子嘅福音去建立同埋坚固我哋嘅信。
May you through the gospel of your Son to build up and strengthen our faith.
让我哋嘅信一直向高处而行，灵性地位日日高升。
Let our faith press on the upward way, new heights we are gaining every day.
为嘅系叫我哋嘅见证可以传扬你嘅名。
So that our testimony can spread your name.
愿以勒家能够在你面前蒙恩。
May your fellowship find favor in your eyes.
各人能够在神儿子的福音上面用心灵去侍奉你。
Each of us can serve you with our whole heart in preaching the gospel of your Son.
愿你的名被高举。
May your name be exalted.
愿我们可以因主耶稣基督将荣耀归给你。
We will give you glory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.